make the bad guy a villain? Who makes a villain worth killing? No, we should know. I won't tell you like a baby, and I know you help me too.
Like you could use a little company from me. motel under the street lights in the city hall. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up.
I can't fix each and all your problems. I'm no good with names or faces. She sent me naked pictures from a neck down to the waist. I get my feelings involved. She stopped returning my calls. The flaws turning to walls and barricades. And I'm too far gone in all the wrong ways. And now every long day is a bad one. I can't make you call or make you stay. Take you off a pedestal. So I get lost in modern music, watching movies, talking to the walls in my room. Walking through the halls in my head, just trying to make sure it all makes sense. I ain't made of money, maybe someday you can take it from me. I'm up too late, thinking about you. And MIA for
3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. 3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up.
Seeing the sun go down again, staying in my bed for too long now. Heard you were out last night, my friend. Say you're looking well, you seem happy. But you're a liar if you say that you're fine. Bet you wonder if I think of you now. Done my best to stay away, but I think I'm going crazy. Tears away, get this heavy weight off my shoulder. And every stranger I pretend they are you. They never hold me, never touch me like you do. Done my best to stay away, but
you say Hello.
Hello, everyone. We're back.
This is Meerkat Mamas, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Welcome, everyone. How are you doing today, pal?
I'm doing great.
Yay.
It's my last day of being 20, mm-hmm. which is pretty crazy.
Yes, this girl turns 21 tomorrow.
Pretty wild.
Hope everyone's ready.
Pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Really, really excited to move on to the next phase of my life, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you most looking forward to about being 21?
I mean, pretty obviously, I'm very excited to have my first legal drink.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so that'll be cool.
That's so exciting.
I'm quite excited.
That's very exciting.
I'm honestly probably most excited to go to Hillsides because they give you a free gift on your 21st birthday.
I didn't know that.
I know, so I'm really excited about the gift that they'll give me. I can't wait. Very exciting.
No,
I'm very excited.
Yay.
Yeah, right? I'm very excited.
Yay.
Yeah, anyway, how was your day, Sid?
Oh, good. It was honestly not super exciting, but I turned in an essay, so that feels good. I like the chilly weather. I like sweater weather.
Yeah, I also like sweater weather. I pulled out a turtleneck today, and I'm feeling really good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is so
exciting. Sweater weather is a good time.
Sweater weather is amazing. But yes, the two songs you just heard, Three Nights and You and I, are both from Pala's birthday playlist that I made for her.
Yeah. It's really good.
And lots of gifts to come, of course.
So sweet.
And yeah, so we're very excited.
Yeah, I know. We're feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling good. As a Libra, I do celebrate my birth week.
Yes, of course.
So I'm quite excited about it. But yeah, okay, we're going to play some more tunes for you and then we'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Silver Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Like Anuat, Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We'll own the New York with champagne and disco. Tapes from LA / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and not Alameda. Your girl was in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with a boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then. Love's the love, the wisdom teeth are us. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Told me the Dega was better. She's richer than Croesus, she's tougher than leather. I just ignored all the tears of a past life. Still conversation deserves but a bread knife. And punks would laugh when they saw us together. But they didn't know how to dress for the weather. I could still see them there huddled on Aster. Snow falling slow to the sound of the master. The gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest love. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Stars and they hid from the world. You cursed the sun when it stepped to your girl. Maybe she's gone and I can't resurrect her. The truth is she doesn't need me to protect her. We know the true death, the true way of our flesh. Everyone's dying, girl, you're not old yet. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. Stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for. Time.
shoulder. Maybe she loves him, so we'll wait, wait, think it over.
Before you say no, I just wanna be the one. did you tell your friends about me all these years? Cause in your eyes, there's something happening. You wanna be with me, hey. Let's go to Milano. Let's go to Milano.
Hello.
Hello.
Hope you enjoyed the tunes we've been playing for you.
Yeah.
So it's time for a PSA, and this one is especially relevant as my 21st birthday approaches. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000.
As well as
up to a year in jail.
Oh my God.
This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap.
Wow.
I personally learned a lot now.
I also did. I'm going to be honest, that was a little terrifying. But also, good to know.
Good to know. Valuable information.
You know?
The more you know. I hope that our listeners are taking this to heart.
Right. Soak it in.
Soak it in. Soak it in. Well,
but, you know, still just important information for everyone to know.
I wish you guys could see the photo on this PSA. It's just...
Yeah, it just looks like a bunch of like middle schoolers throwing a rager,
right,
and like having a mosh pit is basically what's happening,
right? Like bopping to Mr. Brightside,
exactly.
Which is,
that's a good song.
It's a great song. It's a great song.
It never fails.
Yes. The song we just played is called "Milano" by Moogie Show.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but. That's like when I think of that song, I think of Sid. Like that was like our freshman year song.
Yeah, like. It would just, we'd play it like 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
But this playlist is a mix of just some songs that remind me of Pow or that she likes. And just a fun jump into 21.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
We're also throwing in some fun requests from some friends.
Totally.
And if you have any requests, please let us know.
Yeah, we're very accommodating people.
We're very accommodating people. It's true.
I
don't know. I'm trying to think of...
I'm just thinking about Libra season, pal. Like, what...
I know.
What? Tell us a little more about
Libras. About the Libras.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not... an astrology connoisseur. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. I do follow Libra World on Instagram. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's like quite accurate. Mm. I like really, like I don't know. I downloaded CoStar. Now I get the little messages from it. Mm-hmm. And like, I really believe it. Like it keeps like, it kind of like whips my butt into shape. They're like, oh, wait, this is really crazy. This is why I believe in astrology a little bit. My message from CoStar today was, cue up your feel-good playlist.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's craziness.
That's crazy. That's crazy, Kat.
Yeah, I actually had to delete my CoStar because it freaked me out.
You didn't like the messages?
Well, it just was too accurate. It scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
There was one time it told me, like, don't be afraid to cut people out of your life. And I won't go into details, but the day after, something happened, and let's just say that was way too accurate for me to handle, is all I have to say. I had to get rid of it. This was a long time. This was over the summer. So.
Right, but
now we're very CoStar free. However, I might try it again.
I love it.
I think I am maybe an Aquarius. Like, that's right. They say they're just like weirdos. So.
Really?
Okay.
And you're like a mommy.
I guess so.
I guess so. They said Libras are really bad at making decisions.
I read a lot
and
about this.
I am not very good at making decisions just because I'm a big overthinker.
Yes.
Like I really just overthink most decisions I make. And so like I will make a decision, but like it takes me some time. I'm kind of like Chidi from The Good Place. Aww. If anyone watches that. Not as extreme, obviously, but like, yeah, it takes me some, because I want to make sure that like I'm making the best decision for everyone.
Of course.
And yeah, so that's a little Libra. I think there is one meme. You should follow Libras dot world on Instagram. But there's one that was really funny, and it was one from The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, and it's she's like holding two drinks and like two like Coca-Cola or whatever, and in one hand it says like she's like balancing them, and it's like one of them is maintaining a wholesome brand and the other one is saying wearing and doing whatever you want. And I feel like that's a very like POW thing.
That is such a POW thing.
I'm
kind
of like, I want to be wholesome but I am not.
That is very,
I feel like people who don't know me think I'm wholesome, but
right. And then
they get to know me and they're like, I made a mistake. But Libra season is upon us. Yeah. Libra energy is like ready and fired up. Libras, we just have a lot to say. Yeah. So that's Libra season. Do you know anything about Aquariuses? Aquarii?
Like the main thing that people say is just that they're like kind of strange, which like I'm not going to argue. I don't think that's wrong. All I'm going to say. I wouldn't argue that much. I'll do a little research, honestly. Aquarius, not horoscope, like Aquarius information. Give me that information on Aquarii.
On Aquarii.
Let's see what we have here. Free-spirited and eccentric. They can often be identified by their offbeat fashion sensibilities, unusual hobbies, and nonconformist attitude. Sure. I don't know if that's like some things feel correct.
That's the thing with astrology, though. I feel like if I read any sign, there are elements of it that I feel like I fit into, and like, but I, for some reason, I do feel like I fit into Libra the best, but I'm not sure if that's because I actually do or just because I've been told that this is what I am. So I'm like conditioned to like buy into more things that the Libra says.
True.
I don't know. Have you seen Netflix Explained?
Oh yeah.
The docuseries. Uh-huh. You should watch the one on astrology. It's really interesting.
I would love to. That actually sounds so interesting.
It's really, really interesting. Yeah. I just watched one on cults and I really enjoyed it.
Wow, indeed. What is your sign, everyone?
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, that's the What is your sign and do you relate to it?
True.
Hit us up with a message.
Yeah.
We'll read them on air for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we want a meerkat fact?
Yeah, I would love a meerkat fact. Give it to us.
So, interestingly, meerkat eyes, like the markings, they have dark markings that serve the same purpose as human sunglasses. Isn't that crazy? Wait, so they have like built-in sunglasses is really like, and that's really helpful for them in the desert. But isn't that crazy?
That's like
they
crazy.
Just have their own little sunglasses on all the time.
Wow. If I could have any gift, I would want a meerkat.
Yeah, same. Oh, okay, I'll keep that in mind, pal.
Thank you. Well, we really wanted one.
I know,
but then we realized... Did. Well, we knew the whole time, but we were hopeful that we could make it work. But
right, it turns out they would just probably, they're just like feral animals and would like attack us. Is the problem.
That would be so sad.
That would be really bad.
And then we were gonna get a hedgehog, but we never did that
through
because we don't have time.
We don't.
Yeah.
I almost like went to Petco one day and got us a fish for the house, but
it would be smelly.
It would be smelly, and also it's like $100.
A fish?
Well, because you have to get like the home, like its home, and you have to feed it, and then you have to like change the water.
It's disgusting.
Like yeah.
No offense to fish.
No, fish are great.
Or people
I would
with
want
fish.
A fish. Kira has a fish, and it's thriving. Like I've had fish, like they've done really well. It just feels like a lot of investment, and also right now is not the best time to like have a pet in our house because our house
is getting demolished.
Yeah, it's literally getting demolished.
Hopefully it's the repairs are good, I guess.
Tell us.
No, Luke just texted me. He said you do have a hedgehog. I can't believe you, because he bought me a little hedgehog.
Oh my
figure.
Gosh. Oh,
you're
true,
right, Luke.
True.
I do have a hedgehog.
True, Luke. That's actually
I'm sorry.
So true. So sorry. We forgot about that.
We forgot about that. We met an alive hedgehog. That's what we met.
Right, right.
But
there is a hedgehog in the home.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. But yeah, if anyone wants to buy me a birthday present,
yeah,
a meerkat would be nice.
Meerkat.
Or but like a house meerkat.
A house cat.
House
would
cat.
Would you be, okay, the cat? Or no, you want a meerkat.
I want a meerkat.
No,
I would love, if we get a cat, I just want your cat.
I know. So we were home, I was home, we went to New York this weekend. Pal got her tattoo.
Yeah, I did.
That's
really
huge
exciting.
News. It looks amazing. I
oh,
held her
thank
hand.
Thank you. She did.
Great. She did amazing.
It really didn't hurt, guys.
Yeah.
It was like not comfy, but like.
Yeah.
It was totally fine.
Yeah.
But we went to Sid's home and hung out with her family and Phoebe the cat.
Aww.
Yeah.
This is a plug from her Instagram account. If
oh,
anyone
yeah.
is interested, it's called Crazy Phoebe Lady. She has so much fun content to share with the world. And she's great. She slept on Paola's head.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved waking up to a furry booty on my face. I was very excited about it.
It was a furry booty.
We had a great weekend, though.
Yeah,
it was really lovely. It was really nice to get out of Medford for a little bit. Love Medford. We love it, but definitely
sometimes.
A little isolating sometimes.
Sure, yeah.
We're both city gals,
yeah.
So we need our taste of the city.
Exactly.
Next up is DC.
Yeah,
gotta do
maybe.
A trip, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be I did drive all the way there and back.
Sid was amazing.
Yeah,
no, Sid was actually incredible. Like, I am not a very confident driver, and Sid just like killed it.
Thanks, Mal. But yeah, it was a long drive, but we played some fun tunes.
We did. We played You and I by Leon
like 50 times.
Yes, we played it for y'all at the beginning of this show. I do love Leon. I think I'm listening to her a lot.
Yeah.
She's very powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful. Her voice is like wildly beautiful.
So beautiful. I'm shocked every time.
I am also shocked every time.
Yeah.
Are you going to any like concerts?
Yeah.
Soon?
I have nothing lined up at the moment, but last year we went to a lot of fun ones.
Maggie Rogers was amazing. We were just talking about while music was playing how the Obamas sent Maggie Rogers like a like a letter being like, we're so sorry we didn't get to see you in concert, like we're not in DC right now, but like we hope to see you another time. Like that's so amazing.
It is amazing. Wow.
Barack so and much Michelle love
is in the air.
I know.
That is beautiful. Yeah.
But Maggie was, she was so good.
So good. And we saw Lake Tree Dive also.
Yeah.
Oh, they were amazing. That was last year. I know they played recently.
Oh, Lake Tree Dive was so good. I think that was the best concert I've ever been to.
I agree. Like I had the Glee concert I went to in middle school.
Yes,
of course,
that's hard to beat.
Right.
But Lake Street Drive was like so magical. I felt so entranced.
We were back far up.
Oh like, yeah, we were like third to last row far up. Yeah, like could barely see anything, but she has such a beautiful voice.
It's honestly crazy. I was like, how are you doing this?
I know. Crazy. It was so good. I would love to see them live again. They're so good. Yeah. They're good.
Really, really, really good.
Who else did we see that we liked?
Mo was actually really good.
She was really fun.
And Mallrat opened for Maggie. Oh, for Maggie.
Sorry, yeah. But Mallrat was so good too. I really like her.
Really like Mallrat.
That was like the first time I'd really listened to her. Like I'd known a song by her or something, but she was really fun and cute.
Yeah.
And she had like her little friend like DJing.
Yeah,
that
was so funny.
And then like Maggie brought them on at the end of her show and they like all danced to Alaska together. So, and it was really wholesome.
Sweet. It was really, really sweet.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. Oh, okay. Well, I think we should play some Lake Street Dive because
Now it's on the mind.
Now it's on the mind. But thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back to say bye.
Yeah.
But please enjoy some more tunes. Yay. And yeah.
Would it be true to say that I ordered you? Or is it you?
trust me, I adore you. We're swimming through our dreams. Kiss me in the shower for a couple hours, though we're only 16. And sit down beside me, don't call me daddy, 'cause that's just fucking weird. Promise that you'll stay here, you and I can lay here until the end of time. But girl, well, don't you worry about me. It ain't new to me feeling this lonely, darling. Girl, don't worry about me. But if you're ever unhappy, then maybe, baby, I must let you go. Let you go. Baby, now it's best here to lay me down and rest here. Let's dream of corduroy. Work for what you love to do, and I will watch right over you. With your heart I'll never toy. And you're the other half of me. Dream and sleep and laugh with me. Save me from myself. See, I'm a fucking basket case until I'm able to see your face. You've saved me from myself. But girl, don't worry about me, 'cause it ain't new to me feeling this lonely, darling, baby. Girl, don't worry about me, 'cause if you're ever unhappy, if you're ever unhappy, if you're ever, ever unhappy, then maybe, maybe, baby, I must let you go.
Hello.
Hello.
That was Bernadette. Thank you, Kira, who suggested it.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mm-hmm. Again, you've been listening to Meerkat Mamas on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you for joining us. It was a special week because it's Palace Birthday Week. Yeah. And a very important announcement, again, if you didn't remember, it is Palace Birthday tomorrow.
Libra season.
Libra season's upon us.
It is indeed. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Woo!
You're feeling nothing's going right. Why don't you let me stop by? The clock is ticking, running out of time. So we should party all night. So cover your eyes, I have a surprise. I hope you got a healthy appetite. If you wanna dance, if you want it all, you know that I'm the girl that you should. Spinning like a disco ball. I'll light the band.